SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The streets of New Orleans' French Quarter were packed late last night and early this morning, people out celebrating the new year when police say a motorist plowed a vehicle into the crowd.
The Emergency Preparedness Agency in New Orleans says at least 10 people are dead, 30 injured after a vehicle drove into a crowd on Canal and Bourbon Street in the city. Police had said earlier that they were responding to a mass casualty incident and were telling people to stay away from the area.
Correspondent Donna Warder says it happened near the close of New Year's celebrations in the Crescent City. No information on the status of the driver, although there are unconfirmed reports that the individual remains at large and there have been no arrests yet. President-elect Trump says 2025 is going to be a great year for America. Mr. Trump taking some time to speak with reporters last night at a glitzy New Year's Eve gathering at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
I think we're going to do fantastically well as a country. We're going to bring it back. It has to be brought back. People are not respecting our country very much, and they're going to respect us a lot.
Mr. Trump covering a range of issues as the press peppered him with questions. He reiterates his support for Louisiana's Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House. On Hamas, quoting Mr. Trump, "They better let the hostages come back soon." And the president-elect says he does plan to attend the state funeral of former President Carter. Also at SRNNews.com, Wall Street, which is closed today, ended 2024 on a down note. The benchmarks closed lower. The Dow shed 29 points to 42,544. The Nasdaq dropped 176 points for a loss of almost 1%, while the S&P 500 was down 25 points. This is SRN News. Catholics are assuming important roles in the federal government.
America is a mostly Protestant nation, and while Catholics are a big slice of the population, 23%, they are dwarfed by the roughly 50% who are Protestants. But President Trump, whose two election victories were fueled by evangelicals, has selected a lot of Catholics for his cabinet. Vice President J.D. Vance is also a Catholic, as are seven of the nine Supreme Court justices. A majority of Catholics cast their ballots for Mr. Trump in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Been a decade since six South Koreans were detained in North Korea, but there is still no word on whether they are alive. Three of them are Christian missionaries, and the rest are North Korean defectors who had resettled in the South. The missionaries, who had been involved in covert work to spread Christianity in the North, were all sentenced to hard labor for life after being convicted of plotting to overthrow the North Korean communist regime. This is SRN News. Louisiana's biggest city offering a new incentive aimed at convincing people to hand over their firearms.
The city of New Orleans and local community groups are offering PlayStations to people willing to turn in their guns as part of a series of gun buybacks over the past 6 months. The trades are intended to improve public safety, even as Louisiana loosens gun ownership requirements. In August, the state enacted a law allowing most people 18 or older to carry concealed guns without permits. Community leaders with local nonprofit Unchained Realities say they hope that by providing gaming systems to residents, that it will open up new opportunities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Minimum wage workers in 21 states getting a raise. The hourly wage is going up in those states effective today. In Washington state, the wage goes to $16.66 an hour. California's minimum increases to $16.50. SRNNews.com.